I was every summer was spent out at Old Tucson.
Nice.
And was fortunate enough to meet Bob Shelton. The current regime has been doing night markets during the summer. My plan is to stay open year round, as far as the, you know, also having learn how to do stunts. You know, kids would love that. How to make films, especially since, like you said, everybody has a studio in their pocket, to be able to teach exactly the different techniques of filming. Legacy members here, celebrities and other that are, have been attached to Old Tucson in one fashion or another their entire lives, and have kind of shied away from it, I think, because it, Bob Shelton's dream wasn't there anymore.
Welcome to The Upside. My name is Edmund Marquez. We are sponsored by the Heath team at Nova Home Loans, Lumify Creative Agency, where Manny's at, and your Tucson Sugar Skulls. I am really excited to introduce you to Rob Label. He is with Old Tucson Studios. Welcome, Rob. Glad to have you.
Oh, glad to be here, Edmund.
Yes, thank you. So, Old Tucson, I say this, I think, in every podcast. I'm a born and raised Tucson boy. So, it's been in my life, my entire life. I'll do the mile high for you a little bit, which will frame it for you. It was established in 1939. There's been over 400 movies filmed there. In 1995, I was driving down I-10 at night, and I could see the flames glowing as I wondered what the heck that was as a kid, and it was Old Tucson. And Old Tucson obviously rebuilt, and that's where we are today, but let's go back. Let's go back in history. So I didn't want to spoil this for you pre-filming this. I was really good friends with Bob Shelton, really good friend of mine. We used to play tennis together. Tell us your view of Bob Shelton, and we'll tell the audience who Bob Shelton was.
Well, I got to meet Bob a few times when I was a kid. My grandparents lived here in Tucson, and every summer that I would come and visit them, and particularly I remember between the ages of 10 and 14, every summer was spent out at Old Tucson.
Nice.
And was fortunate enough to meet Bob Shelton several times, and what a great guy. I mean, just love oozed out of that man.
Yes.
And the history... I'll never forget the things I learned the summers that I went there and all the different shows and the just everything, the whole experience itself. And that's what it was. It was an experience.
So back, I know 60s, 70s, I think maybe 80s, you could literally, there's a guy named Steve Ochoa who was in town who recently just passed away. Steve used to say that after school, and I think he went to Rincon, he would drive out with his parents to Old Tucson and watch TV shows get filmed
right
after school.
Yes.
Which is really cool. So that's obvious. So for all of you watching, and I love going break the third wall and go into the audience here. These are my buddies over here. So Bob Shelton helped create Old Tucson as we know it today. Back in the old days when the movie studios had an actor under contract, that actor really couldn't go too far. There wasn't the modern air travel that we have today, jump on a Southwest flight, go somewhere really quickly. So they created a movie studio in Tucson, which was very quick to get to. So they could take some of these actors and they could bring them into the Tucson area and they could do a Western. And Westerns were huge back then. And Bob Shelton was John Wayne's business partner, which is one of the coolest things ever. And I'll tell you a tiny Bob Shelton story. So Bob, and I used to, when I'd play tennis with Bob, I would always ask Bob, tell me some stories. And he'd be like, I was driving around town with Maureen O'Hara. He's like, Clint Eastwood would come over to my house and play tennis. Paul Newman would sleep on my couch when they were in town. It blew my mind. But he said, I knew I made it when I woke up in Rome and I was eating breakfast with Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor was serving it. That's Bob Shelton.
That's making it.
Amen. So what are your memories of the old Tucson?
Being able to watch the films, and that's what inspired me to become an actor, in the long run. All the memories of that, there was a rodeo. That was one of the first rodeos I had ever gone to, happened to be going on when I was there. And, it was just the whole Western vibe. It was everything. And, you know, having grown up with, you know, watching all of the John Wayne movies and realizing where I was and who whose footsteps I was literally following in, was tremendous. And to be able to come full circle a good 40 years later and be back at Old Tucson as a performer is truly a dream come true.
Yeah, so tell us about you. What's your role at Old Tucson? I know you were born in Roanoke, Virginia, and you moved out here.
I was born in Roanoke, bounced around the country for a little bit, military family. And at 16, I kind of went on my own and have ended up here in Tucson. I started my acting career almost 20 years ago. Had primarily been in commercial and film, a little bit of live theater. And then when I came to Old Tucson, it was the promise of films that were going to be coming from the current owners and the management there. And that's what really attracted me there. And I stayed, which is great because the cast that we have out there is stupendous. And being able to play on stage with some of the other actors out there has been phenomenal. And it's been able to, in the 4 years that I've been there, we've definitely been able to see what works and what doesn't.
So, Rob, if I go out to Old Tucson, what roles do I see you playing?
I've been, I'm well known as Dabney the Clown for Nightfall, Sir William Wiley at the Medicine Cart, the amazing Zamlock, the magician, and Wild Bill Hickok.
And you have the best hair of any person that's ever been on this podcast.
Why, thank you very much.
It really is fantastic. So at the time in which we are shooting this, we're going under a new, I won't say ownership, because Pima County will always own
exactly.
Old Tucson. We're getting a new management company.
Yes.
Can you give me just a couple seconds on that? Does anything change?
Sure.
It's just simply the same company?
Well, it's Wild West Enterprise, LLC, is going to be the management company. I will be the manager, not the owner of the property, because like you said, it's Pima County will always own it. I want to be in my team. I don't ever want to think that I'm doing this by myself, because that's impossible. There's too much here to deal with. But I have assembled an incredible team to be able to bring all the pages to back together, all the pieces back together. We're bringing back the pony rides is my plan. We want the rodeos back. We want the concerts back, and definitely the filming. And bringing film festivals here for the first time is going to be a good way to let other producers know that we're still here. And I loved going, Bob Shelton's theory on that was whenever you get a production come in and they need to build another building, we have the choice to keep that building. And that's what he did during John Wayne. And that's how they ended up with 20 extra buildings out there.
Right.
And at this particular time, this is kind of like the life that Old Tucson has been. It's a cycle, okay? Because in 39, when they shot Arizona, it went 20 years before Bob Shelton came along.
Yeah.
I mean, it was left to melt in the desert. Bob came along with a vision, and the vision was to film in that particular valley. And there's a reason why. Because of the Gates Pass, or Cat Back Mountain, which it's also known as, also Sombrero Mountain, it had several names, being on the east side of the park casts an extra hour of the golden hour for filming. And with our extended sunsets in the west, it's another extra hour that we get there. So it's actually functional for filming because of the extra golden hour time that we have to film in.
So from the business perspective, what will be the business model? Because right now, I know the current company that's about to be replaced is there. For me, my perspective as a Tucson guy, really Nightfall's your moneymaker.
Right.
I think you have night markets.
They have been to a current regime has been doing night markets during the summer. My plan is to stay open year round. Our primary days would be ideally Thursday through Sunday. And then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday gives us chances to do special events, other filming that we need the park empty for, things like this. The filming is going to be going constantly, because when we don't have somebody outside coming in, we've got in-house productions that we will be filming.
Like what? Like what? And then how do we compete against New Mexico with a film credit? Is there a way around that? I mean, you're obviously connected probably with the film office to visit Tucson, but
yes.
Where do you go with that?
Well, with that, it's more of working with independent filmmakers, starting off with your shorts, because now, you know, all the rules have changed when it comes to filmmaking. Now we can work with independent filmmakers, and it's not a big taboo thing to do.
Why was it taboo back in the day?
Well, the film industry has always had its grips.
Right.
So to speak. And the new technology and social media have pretty much broken that down.
Yeah, we all carry a movie studio in our pockets right. nowadays.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So, and Hollywood is a reflection of that. It's not, Hollywood is not the prime anymore. And like you said, it's mostly in New Mexico. Texas is getting their filming back.
Hollywood's dead right now.
Exactly.
There's nothing going on there.
Exactly.
My perspective of the writer's strike that happened, I don't know, a year ago, 2 years ago, yep. is AI was coming.
Yes.
And they wanted to get their grips into as much of the percentages and get paid appropriately as they could before AI came.
That's how I understood it.
Okay,
as well.
Good. All right. I was pretty right yep. on. All right. Good. And so now people can simply, they can write their own, they can shoot their own, they can edit their own.
Exactly.
I mean, Manny from Lumify, who's part of this team that puts on this broadcast for this podcast, I mean, he shot something in my office today on an iPhone. So yeah, I can imagine the independents. What's the appetite for old Tucson with the independents?
It's huge.
Nice.
Because we're also, well, a little program that we have inside of it is a teaching program, an education program for independent filmmakers on how to get their script from,
nice.
Or get their story from script to screen and get through all the loopholes. And the great thing about that is, you know, before, in the 2000s, independents were making a huge move before everybody went on strike and it kind of fizzled out. But that was what people were hungry for, was the independent projects. And that's where a lot of stars ended up coming from, was from little independent projects. The first one or two that they did took off, and we can still get that same thing. Now what the bringing the film back and bringing the sets back as much as we can. I mean, it'll never be the old Tucson that we remember. It's our job now to refurbish it, clean it up, and present a new version of old Tucson to filmmaking.
So if you see, I was thinking about this on the way here, old Tucson's kind of Tucson's Disneyland. It's our amusement park.
Exactly.
So I'm a president and majority owner of the Tucson Sugar Skulls, and I get moms that approach me and say, thank you so much. My kids have so much fun. My kids love to do that. There's something to do in the summer.
Right.
So if you're year round, how can moms interact with old Tucson?
Very good question. We're actually going to, my plan is to be opening up summer camps.
Oh, and that's a great idea.
Having our main entertainment shows open in the evenings, one, because it's a little bit more comfortable. I do want to put in misting systems, but anything like this has to be, of course, with the approval of the county. But my plan for the education sector, so we've got three sectors that or core values that we like to focus on, and that's education, because we have education in many different areas, from Wild West to dealing with horses. I want to bring equine therapy out there during the day, or offer equine therapy. As far as the, you know, also having learn how to do stunts. You know, kids would love that. How to make films, especially since, like you said, everybody has a studio in their pocket, to be able to teach exactly the different techniques of filming, I think would be a great way to go. Plus, also opening it up and promoting to all the schools in Arizona that this would be a place that you would bring your field trips for an educational experience, not an entertainment experience, as it was in the past 30 years or so. It's kind of been looked like it was aiming more as an amusement park, but it's a theme park with a film set attached to it, or a theme park within a film set. So yeah, I mean, we've got many different education values that we want to
do. So one of the questions I've always asked, and since I've got you sitting here and I get to host a podcast, I get to selfishly ask it.
For sure.
So when old Tucson burned down back in the day, I mean, obviously Bob said the sets, a lot of the sets, Rio Bravo, et cetera, like they burned down.
Yes, they did.
So did the whole thing burn down, or part of old Tucson burn down? Do you have a movie studio?
40% of the park was lost.
40%, okay.
Which was a total of 40 structures.
Okay. What started the fire?
It's everything that I've read, and in fact, there was even an article in Shelton Hall that said it was arson, but nobody was ever charged with it.
Damn. Okay. So 40%. What was left? Like mostly the amusement park side?
Mostly the amusement park side and Front Street, that main street right as you come in the gate. The town hall was rebuilt, the mission was rebuilt, and the palace was rebuilt.
Okay.
And it, of course, wasn't exactly like it was before.
Palace is beautiful, though. It's a great structure.
But we do have a plan, and it's going to be a whole nother umbrella that falls onto the restoration of it and bringing back structures. I'm fortunate enough to, before I was an entertainer, I was in construction for 30 years. And I spent 20 years of that working with historical societies in Colorado and Texas.
I was just going to ask that. Has this been deemed a historical property?
Yes. So this is a historic landmark. Yes, okay, there is grant money. There's there's many different outlets. Plus, we have, like yourself, we have legacy members here, celebrities, and other that are, have been attached to Old Tucson in one fashion or another their entire lives and have kind of shied away from it, I think, because Bob Shelton's dream wasn't there anymore.
Right.
I want to bring that back in every sense of the way. Bob Shelton had an incredible vision. He had an amazing dream. And I'd like to rebuild Old Tucson as much as I can to be able to turn Bob Shelton's dream into our legacy.
Nice. So this podcast is called The Upside. So if you came back in 2 or 3 years after you've had a chance to operate Old Tucson, for it to be a raging success, what will have had to happen?
Well, more of Tucson would need to know that we're open.
Right.
That's honestly been an issue. I've been there for 4 years, and still today I tell people where I work and they're like, oh, that place is open again.
Yeah.
So that's been marketing has been a huge factor. The second is giving back what worked. You know, when movies were being made there and people could watch movies being made, have the opportunity to be an extra in a movie, that's what people wanted.
Yeah.
The horseback riding, that's a Wild West attraction ride. You know what I mean? Why not bring that back? And I want to bring back horse riding during sunrise and sunset in particular. 3-year plan, ideally. We'd have an old fashioned, we'd have a custom made, a hot air balloon that said Old Tucson on it. We'd take people up about 75 feet for 10, 15 minutes and bring them back down.
Nice.
Another attraction ride. I mean, if Disney can do it, why can't we?
Yeah. My advice, just as a Tucson guy, concerts. You said it earlier.
Yes, I'm all about bringing concerts.
My
back.
Wife and I think we saw Kenny Chesney at Old Tucson.
Yes, and there's no reason why we shouldn't have big stars here all the time.
Yeah, I mean, and then events.
Yes,
I mean, I went to a I forget the name of the organization now. It's horrible, but I went to an amazing event. It was inside the palace. We used the stage. Mm-hmm. They came out and they saw a stunt show. They still had, I emceed it. I was on the microphone in front of the Adobe structure that looked like the Three Amigos type thing. Yeah.
That's the mission. Yeah.
The mission. I mean, it's beautiful. And I think so many times as Tucsonans, you can only go to so many ballrooms. It's boring after a while.
Right.
And I think if you could have an annual event out there or take a couple of the, or 2 or 3 of the big events and get them to move out to Old Tucson and give them that experience.
Absolutely.
Give them a red carpet treatment.
For sure.
In a historic property, I think it'd be fantastic.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So one more take on your vision. Give us something else that in regards to, again, moms, dads taking their kids out to Old Tucson. Are you open 7 days a week?
We're going to be primarily, yes, we will be open 7 days a week, but primarily our entertainment schedule will be Thursday through Sunday. I want to stay open on the other 3 days. I want my restaurants to always be open. I want to bring in Cowboy Church in the church out there on Sunday mornings.
Great idea.
Do a cowboy brunch after.
It's a great idea.
And just anything that we can involve the community, and the local businesses.
Yeah. I like to say Tucson's one big high school hallway.
Right.
So you got to be one of the kids of the hallway.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this has been great. I appreciate you being here. Tell the audience how they can get involved with Old Tucson Studios right now.
Well, as for now, we're just trying to be as transparent as possible. So please check out our website. It is hollywoodofthedesert.com. And check us out on Save Old Tucson on Facebook and social media, and share what you see. That's the biggest thing that we can do right now, is just spreading the word.
Awesome.
We're creating a wonderful relationship with the community and the county. And we just want to be the best stewards possible of the space.
We're excited to see what you create. Thank you. I want to go see Kenny Chesney again out there.
I'll make that happen.
Is he still around? Is he still alive?
We'll find out. We'll find out.
I'm just kidding. He just played the Sphere in Vegas. He's doing good. Thank you very much, everyone. This has been Rob Label with Old Tucson. My name is Edmund Marquez. This is The Upside. This has been sponsored by the Heath team at Nova Home Loans, the Lumify Creative Agency, and your Tucson Sugar Skulls. Thank you for joining us.